Hey, this is Dexter Sites.
My name's Caleb Wood.
My name is Billy McLaughlin.
And you're listening. You are listening to the Drum Report.
To the GoPro Drum Report.
To GoPro Drum Report.
On Verbmoto.
On Verbmoto.
On Verbmoto.
Sunday. Prepare to get annihilated with an awesome opportunity. Featuring your favorite motocross brand, Verbmoto. Win a grand prize of a Yamaha Wolverine R-Max 2 1000 Sport. Two 2024 Yamaha TTR 110 e-motorcycles. And $20,000 cash. But wait, there's more. There's also additional weekly prizes. New merch, pocket-breaking prizes, our pockets, definitely not your pockets. The more you buy, the more points you earn. We're stacking points, baby. Come get them. Visit shopverb.com for more or dial 1-800-VERB-MOTO. That's not a real number. Don't call us, please. No purchase necessary. Rules and regulations apply. See shopverb.com for official rules.
Welcome to another episode of the Grom Report here on the Verb Pod Network. I'm your host, Brad Gebhardt. And now with me on the line is the 8-10 in your program, likely number one in your hearts, especially if you're from the sunny state of Florida, Tace Morgan. Tace, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Hey, not doing too bad, man. I'm talking amateur moto with a kid who knows a little thing about going pretty fast on two wheels. How is NSA Yamaha's Tace Morgan doing?
I like it quite a bit. It fits me better because it's smaller, and I feel like I just fit it better, and I feel like I can go faster on it.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're just pouring the coals through that Yamaha engine weekend after weekend. How old are you, my friend, and what classes do you run?
I'm 12 years old, and I'm running 10 to 12 mod and stock.
Mod and stock. So what would you say is the biggest difference between, obviously, the stock bike? There's very limited changes you can make to that bike, but just overall rideability, what do you notice the biggest difference between the stock bike and the mod bike?
Definitely torque. Like, coming out of the corners, it just shoots out. Like, it's just like a rock taken out.
Yeah, you know, you dump the clutch and, like, you're off to the races. I'm sure the stock bike might feel a little bit more gutless, but it's a Yamaha after all. They make lots of power. Like, you've been hitting a lot of the major events. Did you do the two Texas Spring Nationals?
Yeah, I did Freestone. Then I did all the first motos at Springening, but we left after the first motos. In the first motos in my age groups, I was singing one and two, and then Freestone was pretty good. I was being a little impatient and kind of threw away his title, but we'll get him next time.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, you're not the only one who had to leave a little bit early for Springening. I know Jaden Smart, who you'll also see this weekend. I think he's on a Yamaha as well, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's in one of the younger classes aboard an 85. Had to leave early from Springending. But in the not-so-distant future, we are descending on the second running of World Mini. It's come back. It was a huge event when you were probably not even born yet, but it's back and it's ripping. And yeah, you're coming all the way from the sunny state of Florida to come race it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I rode the track like a lot when I was littler, but they flipped the track around, and then like I moved up to Florida before they flipped it, so I haven't really got to ride the flipped around track yet. But I'm knowing it's probably gonna be really good because of Gary's putting it on.
Yeah, Gary knows how to make that track rough and rutted and all that fun stuff, basically preparing you guys to hit the pro ranks at some point. Part of this decision probably came down to your parents, but you were probably also bugging your parents, like, I want to go to World Mini. I want to race that track. I want to be in the car for 20-plus hours driving cross-country to do it. What made you want to race World Mini last year? Did you watch World Mini last year and you're just like, oh, I got to be there or what?
Yeah, I was pretty bummed out from not going, but I'm so glad I could be here this year. The track looked awesome last year, and I'm ready to ride this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Verb puts all those free photos up, and they're actually going to make it all possible for people to upload. Verb's going to upload the video that they take throughout the year or throughout the weekend, so you'll be able to make edits and share that with your sponsors. And not to mention the contingency is also available for this event. So yeah, you might be able to stack some dollars up as well as some wins. Do you know of anybody that's going to be in your classes that's going to be a hot competition, or you're just waiting until race day to find that out?
Well, I know one of them, Sir Geek. He's pretty quick, and yeah, he's one of my
too. The Moto Geek himself. Like, you think you got him covered or what?
I don't know. We have to find out at the race.
Yeah, absolute. So, the track itself, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rutted. The soil is awesome. They do a great job keeping moisture into it, and they run that place like a Swiss watch. When it comes to racing and just your preparation, you're going to have more than a couple of days on this track. How do you plan on dissecting things? Like, as far as doing the practice day, there's qualification races, and then straight into a two moto format.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to try to get up there first for practice and just get out front and just start putting down some laps and find my flow and be ready for the race.
Cool, man. Cool. And yeah, if it's a Verb event, it's going to be popping. It's going to be exciting. It's part of the Verb Shred Tour. I'm sure you're very well aware of that. When it comes to like World Mini and being the competing at these bigger races, does that add pressure or does it add excitement?
Excitement, for sure.
Excitement, yeah. You're just like ready to champ at the bit. Let's go. Let's put in the laps. Let's do their thing. So, what gets you hyped up on race day? Like, do you have like a race day routine? Do you listen to music? Do you not listen to music? Do you do a little meditation? What or visualization? What do you do?
I mean, I just like figure out what I'm gonna do all out through the day in my moto, and I listen to music before I take off on the gate. That's it.
What's in the headphones when you're listening to music?
More amped up stuff.
Okay. Punk rock, maybe?
Yep.
Okay. I can feel that. I think that's usually what the Verb boys have bumping over at the tent. Of course, you're looking forward to this event. There's been a lot of great champions that have rolled through World Mini, where there's Justin Barsha, Trey Kennard, and many others. In order for you to leave Mesquite at World Mini 2024 with your head held high and it be a successful thing and adventure for you, what needs to happen over the weekend for you to be able to say, yeah, we did good work here?
Well, just to be honest, I'll probably just get starts every single moto and just drive my own race.
Fair enough. I know you won't have to deal with newly graduated to the 250B class, Grayson Townsend, who is a couple years older than you, but not that much older than you. Do you think you might swing by the Team Green pits and maybe try and get a few inside lines from the guy, or a little bit of?
Yeah, I've known him since I think he was like 9 and I was like 6, I think. Uh-huh. I've known him quite some time now, and he's still one of my pretty good friends.
There you go. Yeah, I think you might have to swing by Grayson's pit, maybe pet his dog Daryl, and maybe see if he has some friendly advice as to how to go fast there on an 85. Because if anybody knows how to go fast at Mesquite on a little bike, it is Grayson Townsend. So this event coming up, do you have any are you like debuting any sick gear from Moose, or like, and when it comes to like looking good on the dirt bike, like what are like the absolute mandatories for you?
Probably just make sure all the gear is clean. Uh-huh. And make sure my kit's like on point with all the colors.
Yeah, well, you can't have like different colored boots with different colored gear and stuff like that. Like, are you a white boot guy or a black boot guy?
White all the way.
White boots, man, after my own heart. I appreciate that. And how would you describe your riding style? You're a pretty aggressive kid. You like to throw the bike around. How does like riding style and Tace Morgan kind of intersect?
Well, I like standing deep in my corners, make sure my back's straight and my elbows are up, and just always gripping that bike and balls on the feet.
Okay, yeah, on the riding on the balls of your feet, still something that I have yet to master. You've certainly done so. Where do you do most of your training? I know you're down in Florida. But where do you do most of your work to attain the skills you're using right now?
The dog pound.
Dog pound. Where's the dog pound? Who do we learn from there? Who's teaching you?
Say that again, please.
Like who's the main? Like, is there a riding instructor that helps you there, or is it just mom and dad at the track, cracking the whip to make sure that you're riding on the balls of your feet?
My mom and dad for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Mel Kim's there, just doing that. What about older brother Jaden? I know he's pretty good in a dozer. Can build some cool jumps. Has he ever built something? You're like, yeah, I ain't jumping that.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet, eh? Okay, fair enough, fair enough. I like the confidence, man. When it comes to like you eventually probably spend some time on a supercross track if you haven't already. What's that process going to look like for you when you end up doing that? And have you already started to dip your toes in that at all?
Yeah, I've rode supercross here and there. I'm pretty good at it. I just got to work on some whoops. Okay. That's it. But
yeah, you and Tom Vial have that in common. So that's you got lots of time to work on that. Obviously, you've been racing for quite some time, racing at a national level for almost as long. Doing all these different races, like you get to do a lot of traveling. Obviously, it's a lot of time in the vehicle. But what are some of your favorite memories of like kind of traveling the nation, getting to race motocross with your family and doing all that kind of thing?
It for sure probably was Finland, I think, 2 years ago. Raced for the USA, and we won it.
Nice.
And I was good there.
What track did you ride in Finland?
I don't know.
You must have flown into Stockholm then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm actually glad that event continues on. That's a really neat, like, that event doesn't get nearly enough coverage. But it's cool that Team USA goes over there and does that. When the time comes to possibly get it, throw your hat in the ring for the pro ranks, do you think you'll excel more at supercross or motocross, or are you going to cut it right down the middle?
I bet cut it right down the middle.
Yeah, just a master of both. It's like no matter what it is, you just eat it up.
Yep.
I like it. So who do you pay attention to the most to on the pro scene? Like I have a sneaking suspicion you're a bit of a Jet Lawrence guy.
Jet Lawrence and Chase Sexton.
Okay, all right. So that there's the flat back for you, standing up everywhere. Basically, what you described earlier is essentially their riding style to a T. And those guys clearly have they've got some number one plates and some race wins to go along with it. In order for you to get to where they're at right now, what needs to happen?
Probably just flowing everywhere.
Just go fast for like at least 5 or 6 more years.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, you'll be knocking on 18 years old by then. What do you like about the Yamaha? We kind of talked about that right off the rip, but what do you like as far as the ergonomics of the bike, how it reacts underneath you, and how quick were you able to sort of get to the same level of comfortability moving from the your previous manufacturer?
Well, it's actually pretty quick, but I like it almost better because it turns better, and I think it's shorter, and it just helps me out way better.
Okay, fair. It's just shorter wheelbase, so you can get into the turns. And of course, like all this racing sort of leads up to, again, essentially the crown jewel of American amateur racing, which is Loretta Lynn's. Last year was an absolute deluge of rain and water and messiness and all that fun stuff. Like, hopefully we don't have that this year, but where do you plan on doing your regional qualifier?
I think it's the first one in the East Coast.
Okay. Fair enough. So you'll have some more traveling under your belt by then. And what's your goal this year for Loretta's? Are you going to knock down a championship or what?
Yeah, I'm going to. These past 2 years, I've been having bad starts. Got to work on those. Okay. And my speed's been pretty good there. I've just always been going through the pack. So I got to work on starts and just consistency.
Okay, fair enough. Let's just put a hypothetical out there. You go 2-1. Moto Geek goes 1-2 in the first two motos. You're going into the last corner at Loretta Lynn's. You're right behind them. Do you put him in the cheap seats or do you pass him clean?
Pass him clean.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But what if he takes you out? What if it was roles reversed? What if he puts you in the cheap seats?
If he stuffs me, yeah, maybe they'll rub in some bars for a minute. But other okay. than that, most likely clean racing.
All right. Well, keep her clean. That's probably the easier way to like keep some friends throughout the years. Because like I have a sneaking suspicion if the two of you end up at the pro ranks at some point, you'll be like Anderson and Tomac racing against each other for the better part of 20 years. What's your favorite, like, what's one thing on the bike that is like your absolute favorite part of the track? Or like, is it doing big jumps? Is it like railing the outside of a berm? What part of riding just gets you just like, yeah.
Big jumps, throwing some fat whips and some deep inside corners.
Just going that inside line, just hauling. I love it, man. Well, I know you've got an impressive list of sponsors and, yeah, it's already getting to be, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night already for you. So probably bedtime, maybe not that well quite yet, but, list me off some sponsors, give those guys some love for me and then I'll let you get on with the rest of your day.
All right. Well, yeah, I love the NSA, everyone. They are helping me out so much right now. Moose, Bell, 100% Alpine Star and Enzo and everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Awesome. And yeah, and special thanks to your parents for just tricking you all around the country and making sure that you're you've got all your I's dotted, T's crossed and get to chase your dream, man. This has been a lot of fun. I'm glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, me too.
All right, man. Well, I will unfortunately not be at World Mini, but I wish you the best of luck. It should be a lot of fun. And go crush it out there. Go beat the geek.
Thank you, Ava.
All right, guys, there you have it. Another podcast on the Verb Pod Network. I want to thank everybody who makes these possible. I want to thank everybody for listening and especially want to thank Moto Coding Company for supporting these podcasts and all Big MX Radio Ventures. Same with Race Tech, Guts Racing. They all do amazing work and they keep this show on the road. So thanks to all of our supporters and thanks to those who take the time to listen to the podcast. We'll see you on the next one.